You're tuned to Here and Now here on AM 580. Coming up tonight at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum is the final movie of this season's Community Cinemas film series. Joining me in the studio to talk about that is Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers. Hi, Sean.
Hello.
So you'll be there tonight facilitating the movie, the viewing, and the panel discussion afterwards. The film tonight is called The New Black. It's a movie that talks about gay rights issues in the African-American community. Tell us a little bit about it.
Right. And this is a very important topic, extremely timely. The film basically takes place in light of the recent same-sex marriage movement and the fight over civil rights. And it really takes place on the heels of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision last summer to overturn a key provision of the Defense of Marriage Act, which essentially grants same-sex couples federal marriage rights. And you know, in the film, we hear from activists, families, clergy in Maryland who are on both sides of the push to legalize same-sex marriage in that state, which came up on the ballot during a 2012 ballot initiative in Maryland. And you know, we learn more about homophobia in the black church. While the black church and the larger black community are typically regarded as being homophobic, we find out that LGBT members play a pretty significant role in the church. And we hear from many family members who are tied to the church on how they're handling and grappling with just the fact that they have loved ones who are gay.
And this, of course, is also very timely here in Illinois, where they've just started same-sex marriages. You know, they've been able to...
And we've been seeing it, like, grow like a wildfire across the country. It's extremely timely. And, again, there are these certain perceptions that in the black community, because of the heavy emphasis on religion, that members of this community may not be as accepting of same-sex marriage or those rights that are passed on. But we find that in this film, there really is a push in the black community to legalize same-sex marriage.
So what really stood out in this film for you?
Well, the film basically profiles different people who are, on both sides of this effort. We hear from a lot of activists. We hear from a lot of clergy. We hear from people who are trying to stop this ballot initiative and just their stories. There's this one scene, actually, during a barbecue, and the men are on one side of in the house. The women are on the other side, and they're talking about the same-sex marriage issue, and they're completely divided on this issue, both geographically in the house, but also in many ways in terms of how they feel about this. And so just really hearing some of those conversations around the dinner table, that kind of stood out to me. I mean, conversations that I'm sure many of us have had at home.
And of course, not only do we show this movie, but we also facilitate a panel discussion afterwards with always some really interesting people. Who do you have lined up for tonight?
Two people. Kevin Mumford, he's in the University of Illinois History Department, and Carla Hunter, she's in the Psychology Department. And on top of that, I've actually invited some students from University Laboratory High School to come and participate in the panel in the audience, and they can ask questions. And the reason I invited them is they're actually in the process of putting together a radio documentary for WILL. We do a documentary with them every year, and theirs is specifically focused on the rights of interracial couples to marry and the rights of same-sex couples to marry. So they're really in the trenches of this. They're looking at a lot of issues surrounding gay rights. I'm talking about Bayard Rustin, a major civil rights leader who was also involved in the gay rights movement. And so I've invited them to come to this panel discussion, and it might inform their documentary, which they're putting together right now. And they've been talking to a lot of local people who are tied to the gay rights movement.
So once again, this is The New Black. It's a film being shown tonight as part of our Community Cinemas film series. It's the last one of the series for the current series. The event starts at 7 o'clock at the Spurlock Museum. That's 600 South Goodwin Street in Urbana on the U of I campus. There is lots of free parking next to the museum, and Sean Powers will be there to take care of everything and to lead discussions and all the like. So thanks for coming in, Sean.
Thanks, and we hope you all join the conversation tonight.
That's Sean Powers, and you're listening to Here and Now here on AM 580.